As most of you know, for these last few weeks, we have been trying to close the gap before the end of our fiscal year. A situation is similar to another congregation that also had to raise money for existing repairs to their church building. The priest was concerned about how to best do this, so he thought that if there was some music after he made his announcement, that would somehow soften the ask. So when he got to church, he was a little concerned to find the regular organist was sick and a substitute had been brought in. He told her what he wanted to do and wanted to have happen, and she should think of something to play. At the appropriate time, the priest announced, "Brothers and sisters, we have a problem. The roof repairs cost twice as much as we expected, and we need 4,000 more. Any of you who can pledge 100 or more, please stand up." At that moment, the organist played the Star Spangled Banner. And that's how the substitute became the regular organist. Today, on the Feast of the Body and Blood of Christ, we recall and celebrate that Jesus gave us his body and blood. However, it is more than that. It is our feast. You and I, together, all of us, we are the body and blood of Christ. Our tradition is filled with reminders that that is what we are. So we also celebrate today who we are. We might reflect on this day in light of two statements from today's readings. In today's second reading, we hear, "Do this in remembrance of me." And in the gospel, Jesus asks, "Why do you not give them something to eat yourselves?" Many of us come here each Sunday, time after time, Sunday after Sunday. Why? Why do we do that? For some, I would guess, it's because of the commandment to keep holy the Sabbath day, where I believe the majority of us come to be nourished by the body and blood of Christ to do this in remembrance. The main purpose of communion is not just to put us next to God. God already lives inside each of us. Communion intensifies our presence. However, the main purpose of communion is for us to get close to each other. We are all a part of the body of Christ, but we cannot exist apart from the body. Each Sunday we come to give and receive from each other. We come to make real the body of Christ. Communion forms us into one body. We come together each Sunday to support each other in communion. In addition to our gathering each Sunday in remembrance, we are called to bring the body of Christ beyond our Sunday gathering. We are called to make Eucharist real in our everyday life. Recall Jesus' words, "Why do you not give them something?" St. Augustine said of the Eucharist, "Become what you see and receive what you are." Augustine suggested that as we receive the body and the blood and wine, we might become what we receive, the body of Christ poured out for others. Now take a moment to look at your hands. Are there holes in them? If you had Eskimo hands, you may well have holes in your hands. Artists of the primitive Eskimos, many times when they were creating human figures, did so with large holes in their hands. This was to remind the people to share. Eskimos believed all life was interdependent and there was a need to do for others. This feast day also gives me a chance to reflect once more again as to why I am a Catholic. I find myself recalling what are those things that are essential to my faith. One of these essentials is the Eucharist, maybe for me the most important. In the Eucharist, I am nourished by Christ and receive the real presence. This act strengthens my relationship with Jesus. And so we come together today to celebrate our feast as the body and blood of Christ, nourished by the bread and wine, and nourished by each other. When you come to communion today, pray that the host will put holes in your hands, because you and I, the world, needs Eskimo hands.